Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Milan reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Martinez applying the tag. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Childs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy takes first base on ball four. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Pool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton, who is chasing the ball. Crane Pool reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Crane Pool scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball four. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko strikes out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Crane Pool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milan scores. Milner scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Chiles reaches second base with a double. Cranepool goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Mets. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyer is walked intentionally. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jarvis. Chiles moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. McAndrew reaches second base with a double. Chiles scores. Dyer scores. It's 6-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Milan takes first base on ball 4. McAndrew moves to third. Martinez moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAndrew scores. Martinez scores. Milan moves to second. It's 8-0, Mets. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shiles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McAndrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Coco LeBoy. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Milner scores. Staub moves to third. It's 10-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shiles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Jim Beauchamp now playing first base. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAndrew moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAndrew scores. Martinez moves to third. Boswell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Mets. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Boswell scores. It's 13-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frias catches it and throws to first to double up Beauchamp. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-2, Mets. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chiles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Joe Gilbert. George Stone now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 3 in the game. Frias is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell misplays the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Hunt scores. Foley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Mets. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Hal Breeden now playing first base. Ron Woods now playing left field. George Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-3 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.